Chapter 18, Rehoboam and Jeroboam. We have given two names this time to write about to you. This is because they both lived at the same time and were both kings over the people which Solomon had ruled. We told you how Solomon turned aside to idols. God was angry with him for this, and said that he would take away 10 of the tribes of Israel from his son. The name of his son was Rehoboam, and he was made king when his father Solomon died. Now when the people came to make Rehoboam king, they asked him to make things easier for them in the nation. He said he would think about it for 3 days, and then let them know. So he asked the old men first what he should do, and they agreed that he should make matters easier for the people. But this did not please Rehoboam, and so he asked the young men, and they told him to make things harder. Then on the third day Rehoboam called the people together and told them he would make things harder for them. This was the way God would bring to pass what he had said, and so the 10 tribes would not have Rehoboam as their king. They separated from Judah and made Jeroboam their king. All this evil came because Solomon had turned aside from the Lord to worship idols, and the 12 tribes were divided into 2 parts. So you must remember that after this the 10 tribes were called Israel, and the rest were called Judah. Each had their own king. Rehoboam was king of Judah, and Jeroboam was king of Israel. We need to be careful to follow in the ways of God, in which our fathers walked. Did these 2 kings follow the Lord as they should have done? Sad to say, they did not. Rehoboam forsook the Lord, and because of that, God sent the king of Egypt, who was called Shishak, against Judah. Shishak took the treasures from the temple and from the king's palace, and carried away the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Instead of these, Rehoboam had to make shields of brass. What a disgrace for him, and all because he had turned from God. Jeroboam did even worse. He did not want the people to go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord, and so he made golden calves and taught the people to bow down to these idols. He also turned out the priests of the Lord, and they went into Judah. But in spite of this, there were some in Israel who feared the Lord, and they would go up to Jerusalem to worship when the time came. They knew that in the temple was the place where God had promised to meet his people, and they would not bow down to Jeroboam's idols. But there is one thing we must not forget, and that is about Jeroboam's son, whose name was Abijah. The child became sick, and Jeroboam sent his wife to the prophet of the Lord to see what should happen to his son. She dressed up as if she was not the queen, and thought the prophet would not know, for he was very old and could not see. But God had told his prophet who the woman was who was coming to see him, and what he should say to her. So when she came and asked about Abijah, the prophet told her that the child would die as soon as she returned home. This was because of their sins, but the people would mourn for Abijah and bury him. All the rest of Jeroboam's house would be eaten by the dogs and the fowls of the air, and not be buried in this way because of their wickedness. The prophet also told her why Abijah should be honored in this way. It was because there was found in him some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel. God had put his fear in the lad's heart and had turned him away from his father's idols. What a mercy and blessing for the boy! May you each be given this good thing in your hearts, which will make you want God and seek after him. Now there are the places where you can read of these two kings in the first book of Kings, chapters 12 to 14, and the second book of Chronicles, chapters 10 to 13. In the book of Hosea, you may try to find the verses in the 8th and 13th chapters, where it speaks of the calves which Jeroboam had made for the people to worship.